All right, here we go, Menace Podman, your NBA and fantasy basketball podcast. We're at week 22 of the NBA season, week 21 of your fantasy season. Obviously, we talk about it at the beginning of every show. You're probably, you know, maybe in a finals already this week. Maybe it's next week, and hopefully it's not after that, but it should be wrapping up here. So you're right in the middle of the fun part of the fantasy season, hopefully, if you're still participating and haven't been eliminated yet. But yeah, this is season 2, episode 40. I'm Scott Keller. He's Steve St. Pierre. If you listened to anything from earlier this week, we had Mike Bark on, and we had a little March Madness special edition that we published earlier this week. So hopefully, if you haven't listened to that one, go ahead and listen to that one. It's a good listen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for this week, yeah, again, we say it every week, you know, you're at the end of the grind, you're just doing some streams to maximize your streams and players and stats. If you're still competing right now, and yeah, that's about it. So this one should be pretty quick. I always say these are going to be quick, and then we go like 45 minutes, but I think this one's going to be quick, and we're going to make it quick.
Yeah,
for real.
We're going to ease up a little bit on some of the news and injuries and stuff. And yeah, like you said, this is full DFS mode at this point for season long. You're basically just checking the news all day, you know, and particularly before tip off, just seeing who's left standing. We're going to skip the day-to-day list because there just are so many. It's just, you know, constantly changing. And yeah, there's just really no point because it's going to be so much different in an hour or two from now. And every day that's basically what we're going to be looking at. So just treat it like DFS and, you know, just see who's there before tip off and add them, or, you know, put them in your lineup and cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Exactly. So yeah, we're going to get started with, again, another week of not the usual, you know, kind of uplifting, more, first things.
Depends on who you are.
Exactly. But I mean, there'll be some things in these first things that are uplifting, I guess you could say. But here we go. The first things.
Name on your paper. First thing.
So basically, this is all just straight random NBA stuff I bookmarked on Twitter that I wanted to just bring up. The first one, I think, is one, I guess I should say, we talked last week about how the NBA wanted to get things a little more physical and let a little more things go. And I feel like we've already been seeing some officials put the whistle away a little bit over the last week, which is interesting. I feel weird about that because I'm like, you can't really change the way the game is called in the middle of the season or end of the season, but it kind of feels that way a little bit. However, I'll get off that subject real quick, like I said, and get into these dunks, these monster dunks that we saw. What was this? This is just earlier this week, and just both on Monday, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, both Monday. I don't know which one. I don't know which one's better, honestly. I guess I'll get your opinion too. But we saw Jalen Johnson, the amazing Jalen Johnson, the Atlanta Hawks, basically almost jump over Austin Reeves and throw one down and kind of look back at him too, give him the look. Yeah. And then Ant Edwards, I'm assuming you're going to agree with me and that one's a little more impressive.
Both so good.
Yeah. He dunked on John Collins and I mean, injured him a little bit. I mean, hit him right in the head, but, I think the extension on the Edwards one is that's really the one that's getting,
looks like a video game.
Like, cause he ran into him and kind of got stopped just inside that arc. Right. And, still threw it down really hard, but
Was that on the pass? Nikhil Alexander Walker, I think. Great pass. Just saw him, hit him in stride. You could see it coming.
Yeah.
Great play.
It's impressive. Again, if you haven't seen either of them,
pause this and go check it out right now.
Yeah, I'll make sure I repost them instead of just bookmark them for me to talk about.
There you go.
I mean, the Jalen Johnson one is really good too. I mean, he no hesitation, just run right at Reeves, and like I said, it looked like a
Jordan-esque.
It was almost like a dunk competition, jumping over somebody. I mean, he didn't obviously completely get over him, but
close enough.
Yeah, both amazing dunks. You know,
I like those Black Hawks jerseys too.
I do like the Black Hawks jersey too. Not the Black Hawks from Chicago, but the Black Hawks jerseys.
Yes. Thank you for clearing that up.
Pretty sure our buddy might have gone nuts. But actually, I think he actually kind of likes the Blackhawks jersey. I think he hates the Blackhawks, but maybe he likes the jersey. I don't know. I might be wrong there. I know the Wings jersey is, you know, by far in a way. But anyways, I'm getting on hockey.
Yeah. No, and just to bring it back here. Yeah, just two outstanding posters.
Who wants to be on a poster?
All right. Also, we saw some interesting stuff. I mean, as if there's not enough podcasts out there already. Now LeBron is joining JJ Redick. So, I mean, the odds of us gaining any listeners as this keeps happening is pretty low. But, man, I haven't – you said you listened to the little preview. I haven't even listened to it. They're sitting in some, like, wine cellar drinking wine, and I don't know, I don't even think I want to listen to it, let's put it that way.
It seems like it's going to be really in depth as far as like basketball strategy. I mean, they're discussing like an out of bounds play and coverage on the play. It's very, you know, it's going to be definitely catered for like diehard basketball, not only fans but like strategists. You know, so if you're into that, I'm sure you'll like it. If you're into more fantasy hoops, just stick with us.
Exactly. But,
or listen to both, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Listen to them all. Just keep them streaming. Go for it. But yeah, I obviously probably won't have time for that. And it honestly, I mean, that's probably way above my head as far as a fan that I am. So
even for me as a coach, but. I'll probably still check it out, you know, especially off season, summertime, but we'll see.
Yep. And then lastly, the last thing I had, just random topic. We said my favorite guy, DeAndre Ayton, which we talk
DeAndre
about.
DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah. Which we talk about him a lot.
Or this one, DeAndre Ayton.
Yep. Yep. I don't know. The guy's, I mean, we gave him some props last week. I think it was because, I mean, he has since the All-Star break, kind of he's turned it on a little bit. And just as of recent, the last couple of weeks, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah, he was out and then he came back, you know, in the last week here. And he has been dominating. But
I mean, and like apparently he's got to get off the air mattress, right? Because he's been sleeping on an air mattress and it's just taking its toll on his body.
Weird, man.
And I completely understand. I mean, I can't sleep on air mattresses anymore, but I'm also not a multimillionaire. So
what is his problem? Like, he's sleeping on a mattress. He's in some house that he can't escape when there's snow or ice. Like, what the hell are you doing, man? And don't these teams, like, when they acquire players, don't they like assist them with like their living arrangements? You know,
yes,
like,
yes,
what's going on? Like, I don't know whose fault it is, but like, we need to get this man taken care of here, living wise.
Yeah, he's just a weird guy. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it. I mean, you can tell by all these quotes and things that he's saying. You know, he's playing great right now, and it's awesome for fantasy if you own him, but other than that, like we said last week, I mean, too little too late, you know, you're on a crappy team putting up numbers, you know, in meaningless games at this point.
No.
Congratulations.
Exactly. But, yeah, I mean, I chuckled when I read that. So
had to I bring did it too. Up. Had I was to hoping that we would discuss it here.
Cool. So yeah, now let's just get into the nitty gritty. Let's just start with the schedule grid. We mentioned last week that this week Charlotte and Dallas have two games, so that kind of hurts some people big time, depending on who you have. But obviously you can stream other people in different places. I mean Dallas's two games are on Tuesday and Thursday, so I didn't even realize. So yeah, you can, I mean, even if you have somebody, you can drop them after Thursday if you want to.
Yes, do that. Yeah.
And Charlotte doesn't have that luxury. Charlotte has the Tuesday, Saturday. So if there's somebody you really want, but I don't think there's anybody Charlotte you really want. So
I streamed Nick Richards tonight, and then Micić might start because Trey Mann is questionable. But
yeah, and I guess Richards and Micić would be the two. But also those, I think, at least in one of my leagues, that I think what's happening is a lot of people are already dropping those guys because they only have two games. And when you get to, you know, a certain point, if you want to switch them up or whatever, you know, they're just available. Like, people are like, I don't want these two guys playing two games on my roster and they switch them up, because you can get a guy playing three games in the first 4 days of this week if you're looking at
exactly
Sacramento and who was it? Utah. Sacramento, Utah played three games in the first four games or the first 4 days this week. So you could drop a Dallas Charlotte guy, pick up somebody from Sacramento like Malik Monk, who had a killer game on Monday.
Yeah, he's and, been amazing.
Yeah, or Utah, if there's somebody that's possible, which Utah is a bunch of possible people you can pick up. So anyways, yeah. I think sometimes that's why those guys like Nick Richards, Micić might be available now because people have already dropped him.
But, yeah, and I'm going to give another shout out to Dan Bespris. He talks all the time about the long stream. And, you know, especially this time of year, that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that whatever pickups you're doing, you're maximizing those games and those schedules. You know, you're looking ahead. And it all, you know, we say this all the time, but it depends on your league and it depends on what restrictions and rules you have. If you're only allowed a certain amount of pickups per week, then it's that much more important than every time you're clicking that add button that, you know, you're getting somebody who's going to be in the lineup, who's going to stay in there and who's going to play multiple games in the next handful of days.
That's exactly right. That's why Dan's one of the best of the best.
Yep.
So yeah, other schedule stuff. I think you had said at the rest of the way out here, it's pretty much three and four games for everybody, correct?
Yep. Yep. After this week, moving forward, every team plays either 3 or 4 weeks the rest of the way each week.
Yep.
So I've got back to backs for the rest of this week.
Yeah.
So today is Tuesday, March 19th. Beginning tomorrow, so Wednesday, Thursday, we've got Milwaukee, Phoenix, Sacramento, and Utah. They all go back to back. For Thursday, Friday, we've got the Pelicans, New Orleans. And for Friday, Saturday, we've got Boston, Portland, San Antonio, and Toronto. They all go back to back. There are no back to backs for Saturday and Sunday.
Damn. All right.
So keep those in mind too if you're in the middle of your finals or semifinals.
I was gonna say, I was actually, so I'm in the semifinal in the one league, and I was talking to our buddy Trader Pat the other day.
Trader Pat,
I'm actually matched up against in the semis here, and I was and
I just
was
beat
just,
him in my league last yeah. week.
And I
sorry,
was
how'd sorry that feel? Not sorry,
how'd that feel? I'm gonna try and beat him too, but I was talking to him about how interesting it is. And maybe it's always set up this way, but I don't know. I like the beginning of the week is so jam packed with some of these, you know, two and three games. Like it's harder to, you can't make up these games and you can't just wait. What is what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the words here. You can't just wait till the weekend to make up games and stream people. If you're behind, you have to start proactively doing it at the beginning of the week here, as well as the weekend. Like you can't do both. You can't fall behind and try and catch up because then you don't have enough spots and all this stuff.
And there just aren't any guarantees. If you pick somebody up on Saturday, hoping to use them, you know, who knows if they're going to get ruled out, you know, the way that these players are sitting games and teams are resting people.
Yep.
You got to stay on top of it early and often.
So yeah, you got to pay attention all day, every day.
It's DFS mode at this point.
Exactly. But yeah, so that's the schedule. And you got what, injuries, transactions? You want to run through those?
A little bit both. Like I said, we're not going to get into any day-to-day stuff at this point. There's just too many. It's changing way too often. And, you know, you just have to stay on top of it minute by minute. So we do have some more like long-termish kind of updates for injuries. And it's mostly positive news. But unfortunately, we got to start with a negative one here. We'll start with Donovan Mitchell for the Cavs. He underwent a nasal procedure, and he's going to be reevaluated in a week. So we talked about how he had just come back. He was looking pretty good, and we were saying how fantasy owners, you know, hopefully we're going to be good to go the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's looking like you just can't really trust him, and it sucks. But this time of year, that type of thing can happen, and especially with teams that have, you know, really good records, they want to be really – you know, careful with their star players and not overdo anything. So this is a situation where you just, you know, throw him on IL, hope for the best. Maybe he makes a quick recovery. Maybe he comes back early. And again, it depends on your league. It depends on how far, you know, how deep into your playoffs you're at. If you've listened to us all year, we've told you to wrap it up around this time. So hopefully that's the case, but yeah, it's all you can really do. And we've said before, you know, those Cleveland guys are going to be good streams here.
Yeah, I had mentioned before we got on the air, I picked up Caris LeVert yesterday in intentions. I can say I was not knowledgeable of the Donovan Mitchell news. I just picked him up because I knew he was out that day. I didn't know it was like a reevaluated thing.
Yeah, no,
in
they
a
just
week.
Announced the nasal procedure today.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I don't feel as bad now. But yeah. I feel a lot cooler now that I picked up LeVert.
You were on top of it.
Yeah, I got ahead of it, I guess. But
Yep.
Yeah, my intentions were only to have him for, you know, maybe a day or two. But
yeah, what you did was you picked him up for a short stream, and now he's become a potential long stream.
Exactly.
Or another saying that Dan Bespris has coined, streamer with benefits.
There you go.
Which I love that. So, you know, huge shout out to him. That's an awesome term right there.
Yep.
Okoro is another guy. You know, they're still dealing with injuries. You know, Mobley's still out. Strus is still out. You know, those guys are both out indefinitely. There's been no real update on them. So
I'm seeing Niang have some good games.
So
those are possible.
And we'll get to transactions here. But they signed somebody. That's all I'm going to say. I'll save it for the transactions.
There you go.
Just more names to consider here moving forward. Got a lot of positive news. A lot of guys returned from injuries. I'll start first with Lauri Markkanen. He, of course, with the Jazz, we weren't sure if we were going to see him, but he came back. He was out with the right quad contusion. He returned last night, March 18th, and looked great. He played 31 minutes. He had 22 points, 12 rebounds, bunch of other numbers, you know, good defensive stats. Hopefully he's here to stay. I don't trust him at all, but I mean, if you own him, you just take what you can get at this point.
It's a little ironic that my boy Walker Kessler had his best game in the last couple of weeks the day that he comes back. Like, you would have thought that would have been the opposite.
Yeah, you know, they're just such a weird team, and they just keep switching their lineup. You know, if they would just stick to the same group, you know, these guys play well together.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, you know, just toss these guys in your lineup as long as they're active and playing, and throw them on your IL plus or do whatever you got to do if they're not playing. And that's all you can do. Kristaps Porzingis, he was out for a little bit with a strained right hamstring. He returned last night, March 18th, and he looked amazing. He only played 21 minutes. Of course, it was against our Pistons. So, of course, he goes for 20 points, 8 boards, 5 triples.
Yeah.
So he should be fine. I mean, he's good. You know, it's Boston. We just said they've got a back-to-back coming up. You got to figure he's sitting at least one of those.
He positionally matches up so well against us. Even the last matchup, I think he had over 25 points or something like that. So he's just one of I guess everybody's a Piston killer, right? But
exactly.
But he's specifically when Boston plays us, he's a number one option.
Yep. We talked about Stephen Curry. He was dealing with a sprained right ankle. He missed a few games, but he returned March 16th. He's looked great. Hasn't skipped a beat. So hopefully he's good to go here moving forward.
Though McBride slowed him down.
A little bit.
New York was in town a little bit, but
yeah.
But yeah, he's looked good though. You're correct.
Yeah. And then this one kind of surprised me. Desmond Bane with the Grizzlies. He had been out for a long time with a sprained left ankle. He returned March 16th and he's looked really, really good. So, I mean, if you own him in fantasy, that was a nice little surprise there.
That's such a weird one to me. That seems like one that you would just be shut down.
Exactly. And I still I still stand by what I said last week. I do not trust that team. Now, I had mentioned that I dropped Jaren Jackson Jr. in my league because he was only playing one more game. Well, no one picked him up. So when Saturday came along, the 16th, I went ahead and picked him back up. And now they've been just playing on and off every other night. So I'm just hanging on to him until he inevitably goes down again. But for now, with the schedule, cool, you know, and he's been great. So a little lucky there, but, you know, that's what you kind of have to do. You have to just look at the schedule and just kind of, you know, say to yourself, is this someone that I can trust enough to keep on my roster? and then use my moves on a different spot.
Exactly. And if he's got to go down the JJ drain.
There it is. And then
shit, that was bad.
It was. And
that's a bad one.
Speaking of JJ's, Jalen Johnson, our boy.
Yes, sir.
He had been out with a sprained right ankle. He returned March 15th. And like we said, he has looked amazing. We talked about his poster dunk. And yeah, you and I both own him.
Yes.
And was, you know, pleasantly surprised at that one too, because you and I both talked about the possibility of him getting shut down, you know, but Atlanta's still winning games. It's not helping that bet that you made that we both kind of co-signed with the Toronto Raptors.
This is true.
But it's been great for fantasy for the both of us. So, you know, take the good with the bad. And speaking of Atlanta Hawks that you and I both own, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said you own him too.
Yes.
Onyeka Okongwu. He was out for a while with a sprained left big toe. He returned last night, March 18th, and looked pretty decent. He only played 18 minutes, but he had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and a 3-pointer. So I don't really trust him. I think he's a guy that, like, you can stream if it's, you know, a night, obviously, that the Hawks are playing. But, you know, he's going to be limited, and obviously, depending on the night, you know, and how many games there are, you can probably find better, more dependable options on your waiver wire. But depends on your league, depends on your situation, and it depends on your team need. So,
exactly.
Coby White for the Chicago Bulls. Unfortunately, he's dealing right now with a strained right hip. He is going to miss. Oh, he has missed 3 straight games. No timetable, sounding kind of questionable. The Bulls are off for a couple of nights here, so hopefully he can get in some practice time and come back and not have to miss any more time. But if you own him, you know, you can't really trust him. You just have to be kind of careful. Use your best judgment there. This is another one that, you know, could go either way here. Chris Middleton, he was out for a long time with a sprained left ankle. He returned St. Paddy's Day, March 17th, and he looked amazing. He only played 25 minutes, but he scored 22 points. He had 7 assists, 2 three-pointers, and a steal. He's another one, you know, the Milwaukee, they're going to be, you know, cautious with their guys. If there's any back-to-backs, you know he's sitting at least one of them.
And another thing with that game too, Giannis didn't play that game, I believe.
Exactly. So the rest, you know, that's the rest of their lineup will impact and dictate, you know, how these guys do. So,
yeah, I own him. I had him sitting on my bench on Sunday because I didn't need him, and I didn't know. I honestly didn't know what I was going to get from
minutes
him.
Limits. You know, what's the opportunity going to be there? Yeah. Who else on their team is playing? And that's what we said. You know, this is full DFS mode at this point. You have to look at the entire injury report and see not only is my guy, you know, is he playing or not playing, but who else on his team is playing and not playing, and you know, factor all of that in. And then this last guy, Jeremy Grant, he's dealing with a strained right hamstring. He's missed 4 straight games, and this has shutdown written all over it. He's another one I don't trust. I don't trust that team. We just got done talking about Ayton. Ayton's still playing for now. Just keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the injury report. And then the last team I wanted to mention, I'm not even going to go down the roster, just the entire Washington Wizards roster. They're just shutting people down. I own Tyus Jones. He's dealing right now with lower back spasms, allegedly. He's out indefinitely. They're tanking. They have a worse record now than the Pistons.
Yep.
So they are executing a perfect tank here.
Except they'll probably get the number one pick.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's perfect for them.
I'm just saying they won't get a different spot in the lottery. Like, you know, get down in the lottery. They'll get the worst record and actually get the number one pick, where we could have the worst record and we'll get like the number 3.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how it goes. So, yeah. But huge shout out to both of the Champagne brothers.
Champagne.
Justin Champagne on Washington right now is looking like the absolute man. He's looking like a pickup and hold at this point. So I actually streamed him on Sunday, St. Paddy's, when I saw that, you know, they were just benching everybody, and he had a great game. And I picked him back up again this morning, March 19th, and I'm streaming him tonight. And depending on how it goes and how he looks and how the team looks, I might wind up just keeping him until other guys possibly come back. We'll have to kind of wait and see. But
yeah,
I've got him in my lineup. And then his brother, Julian Champagne on the Spurs. I streamed him at the beginning of last week when the Spurs had a back-to-back, and he had two solid games. Hit a bunch of threes, got some boards, did a little bit. You know, again, just nobody to really write home about. But those are the kinds of moves that'll make or break your matchups. You know, just maximizing those games played and those schedules and the minutes and the usage and the opportunities.
Yep. Nope, completely agreed. I actually have Champagne's both. I just, maybe one of them on my watch list just in case I need somebody. But we got so many people getting healthy this week for me, which is nice, but it's requiring me to drop people instead of being adding people. But as I mentioned, I've got some, you know, Dallas guys that I may not keep after tonight and this Tuesday night because, you know, I got two games and things like that. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. Other than that, by the time people listen to this, they probably won't have the early week long streams like the Sacramentos and stuff. But I do like Malik Monk. Harrison Barnes is not the greatest, but you know, if you're getting three games out of him, he might be valuable if that is something you like to do.
Keon Ellis.
Yes, Keon Ellis for sure.
He has looked amazing, and the minutes are there. That's a guy that I'm going to be looking at for sure.
But yeah, but I think the strategy, we talked about how a lot of people are maybe dropping some guy that's only playing two games this week. Sometimes you might be able to beat that person back to picking those persons up, those players up. I had Trader Pat again. He had mentioned because he has Miles Bridges, only plays two games. He's like, well, I might keep him through Tuesday and I might actually drop him because, you know, I need the spot and I've got some to move.
Yeah, you got
to
do what you got to do.
Yeah, you know,
fantasy playoffs, you know, it's all about survival.
Yeah. So there can be good guys that become available. So you got to check it every day. Just take a look.
Yep. Good call. And then I've just got a handful of transactions here. We'll start off with Marcus Morris Sr. We thought that he was maybe going to go to the Timberwolves. It sounded like they were in the lead for his services, but instead he signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers and he signed a 10-day contract. So that was a little surprising. Had a good first game with them, and he's a guy that you could potentially look at as a streamer. You know, again, depends on the schedule. I don't see any back-to-backs here in the near future for the Cavs. So, you know, just or DFS, you know, he'll be probably a real cheap option. So just another guy to consider, you know, when you factor in all the injuries that we mentioned earlier. And in real life, you know, in reality, that's a great pickup for them, you know, because of all the injuries and stuff. And it gives them more time to let Evan Mobley heal up and rest up. And it gives them another veteran guy. So just a good all around move. I like that. And then this was one that you and I talked about and saw over the weekend. Isaiah Thomas is back in the NBA and he's back with the Phoenix Suns.
Yep.
He signed a 10-day contract with them. Awesome story, you know, easy guy to root for. Last pick in the draft several years ago, put up MVP-like numbers, particularly his days with the Boston Celtics. But, I mean, he's had a really good career. Anywhere he's gone, he's made a positive impact, however big or small, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good dude. Definitely rooting for him. He's not a guy that I would look at in fantasy right now, but, you know, Phoenix does have the back-to-back coming up, and, you know, if they rest a bunch of guys, you know, he could see some minutes. I wouldn't trust him in fantasy, but maybe possibly DFS if you really want to take a gamble.
Roll the dice.
Yeah, exactly. And then our guy Taj Gibson, he signed with the Pistons for the rest of the season. We talked about him, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. I can't remember, but yeah, he's a good pickup in real life for them. I mean, they need veterans just to, you know, bring to the locker room and, yep, you know, just lead by example and practice and all that good stuff. And then TJ Warren, he's another kind of, you know, good feel good story, you know, comeback player. He signed a second 10-day contract with the Timberwolves. I feel like now that Morris is off the board here, you know, they're probably going to wind up just keeping Warren the rest of the year, but you know, we'll keep you up to date on that. And then speaking of comebacks, this one caught me by surprise. Kai Jones is back in the NBA. He signed a 10-day contract with the Philadelphia 76ers. And, you know, we've talked obviously at length about their injuries, mm-hmm, you know, notably Joel Embiid. So why not take a flyer on a former first round pick? And yeah, it's a good move. I
take
like
a fly,
it.
Take a flyer on somebody in Philadelphia, eh?
Nicely Anyways. Played. Nicely played.
But yeah, that's all you got.
That's all I got, man.
That's all I got, my brother.
So yeah, I think that wraps it up for
time to go,
this
Maryland.
Week. As I mentioned, we had the bonus March Madness episode come out earlier this week. So check that out if you haven't, if you're interested. Everybody's interested in bracket time, March Madness, right?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, other than that, you know, stream us every week. Actually,
real quick, don't mean to cut you off. I want to give a shout out real quick to the 2004 Detroit Pistons. They had a reunion the other day. Shout
there
out
you
to
go.
Them.
Yeah, good times. Good times. It's hard to remember what that was like.
Can't believe it's been 20 years.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Jesus, we're getting old.
Yep. Yes, we are. Anyways, check stream wherever you stream us, leave us a review, give us a rating if you could. If you haven't done so already, we'd appreciate it. I guess looking forward, next week will be my last week before a little bit of hiatus for the summer. But it won't be the end of Menace Podman for sure. I can guarantee you that. Steve will have some stuff coming all summer, and I'll be dropping in during the summer too as well, randomly.
Yep. We'll do some WNBA coverage. We'll do all of our normal like off-season stuff. We'll mix it up. I'm going to get some guests. We're going to have some fun, and we will get you on at least to do cover our WNBA fantasy draft a little bit. But
guaranteed.
We'll probably talk some playoff league. We got our playoff league starting. You and I are both psyched about that. We always are. We always talk about it. And maybe I'll try to sneak you on for that one too. We'll see.
For sure. For sure. No. I'll definitely be around. Just not regular. But yeah, I think that covers it. What else? I don't think I had anything else to say. I think that's it. But yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully enjoy it as always. And that's it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Steve from Menace Podman. Scott and I have been having a blast creating our podcast. I can't tell you how much we look forward to recording days and providing amazing NBA content to our listeners every week. It's hard work, but with the right software, it's a lot easier. We use Podcastle to seamlessly edit and create production quality sounding podcasts. Podcastle is now equipped to record audio and video and distribute to all the places podcasts are found. You can find a link directly in the show notes to Podcastle. So, if you're a podcaster or future podcaster, go check out Podcastle. Menace Podman.